to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is a Wednesday, folks, the 17th of October, 2007. And on today's program, I have Frosty Wooldridge, which will be joining me here in just a couple of minutes. Folks, we're going to run a little contest here. And here is what I'm going to be asking. There's only six questions to this. And for every correct answer, you can have your choice of America's Beginnings, The New Atlantis, 9/11 Synthetic Terror by Webster Griffin Tarpley, The Late Great USA, Jerry Corsi. You can have any one of those if you can answer the following question. Who said this? And this is multiple choice. We're going to take things away from you on behalf of the common good. Was that Karl Marx, Adolf Hitler, Joe Stalin? Remember, keep your enemies close, your friends close, and your enemies closer. Or D, none of the above. Second question. It's time for a new beginning, for an end to government of the few, by the few, and for the few, and to replace it with shared responsibility for shared prosperity. Was that A, Lenin, B, Mussolini, C, Idi Amin, or D, none of the above? Third question. We just can't let business as usual go on, and that means something has to be taken away from some people. Was that A, Nikita Khrushchev? Bang my shoe on the desk. B, Joseph Goebbels? C, Boris Yeltsin? Or D, none of the above? Four, we have to build a political consensus, and that requires people to give up a little bit of their own in order to create this common ground. A, Mao Zedong? B, Hugo Chavez, C, Kim Jong-il, or D, none of the above. Number five, I certainly think the free market has failed. Here's your choices, Karl Marx, A, B, Lenin, C, Molotov, named after the infamous gasoline cocktail, or D, none of the above. Number six, I think it's time to send a clear message to what has become the most profitable sector in the entire economy, that they are being watched. Is that A, Pinochet, B, Milosevic, C, Saddam Hussein, D, none of the above? And for every, now pick a question and pick your answer. Call 800-724-2719. And if you get it right, we will award the prizes, and I'll be taking notes here. All I'm going to do is require you to answer the question correctly. Tell me which answer to what question. And we'll give you a copy of 9/11 Synthetic Terror, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Volume 1, The New Atlantis, or Jerry Corsi's latest book, The Late Great USA, The Coming Merger with Mexico and Canada. So, 800-724-2719. Folks, who says we can't have a little fun doing Patriot Radio? I do believe we can. And I do believe we have a break. And I do believe we'll be back in 3 minutes. If I believe, do you believe? We'll be right back.
We must take America back.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, with Frosty's indulgence, I'm going to roll these calls real quickly. It's no big mystery. I think a lot of people already know this. I don't know which program they were listening to on this network, whether it was Cash Flow that I do from 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday, or this program. But I want to say thank you on the air to the Foundation to Defend the First Amendment. They wrote me a letter. "Dear Mr. John Stadtmiller, as Chairman of the Foundation to Defend the First Amendment, I am pleased to enclose our check in the amount of $1,000, a grant for you for your outstanding effort in exercising your First Amendment right of freedom of speech. FDFA believes that every citizen in this great country has an obligation to use the First Amendment in defense of our constitutional liberties. America is unique in that freedom of speech and freedom of thought is guaranteed by our fundamental law. Philosophers know that without that basic right, no other rights can be of value. If we do not have the right to make political criticisms, we are at the very mercy of whoever has seized the reins of political power. In the name of the Foundation, its board of directors, and thousands of supporters throughout America, you are encouraged to continue your individual assertion of your First Amendment right. Signed, James P. Tucker, Jr., Chairman of the Foundation to Defend the First Amendment." I had not spoken to these people. Evidently, they like what we're doing, and they sent us a grant check for $1,000, and I appreciate that so very, very much. Frosty Woolridge, almost didn't get that out.
Thank you, John. It's always an honor and a pleasure, sir.
Well, how are you doing?
Every day we just keep working away, trying to enlighten and expose and certainly educate and activate American citizens across the nation. I'm certainly appreciative of Republic Broadcasting for that work because it is making impact. It's making a big, a great deal of difference, and I'm proud to be a part of it. I'm very thankful. Thank you.
Well, hey, Frosty, I'm just the facilitator. You're the brain trust. You're one of the hosts on this network. Hey, you want to have a fun, little bit of fun for a few minutes?
Yeah, always.
Okay, good.
I actually have laughter in my life other than the serious part of it.
And you know what? That's what we need to do. I mean, it's one thing to get all sweaty and tired out doing the work that we do, but it's also time for a little bit of mirth and a little bit of giddy ha-ha. Let's go to Patrick in Texas. Patrick, which question are you answering? Patrick?
Yes.
Which question are you answering?
Any of them, I think. I'll take the first one.
Then the question was, we're going to take things away from you on behalf of the common good. Was that Karl Marx, Adolf Hitler, Joe Stalin, or none of the above?
That was none of the above.
And who is the person that said that?
I believe it was Hillary Clinton.
Which one do you want? The late, great USA, 9/11 synthetic terror, or the secret mysteries of America's beginnings?
I'll go for the second one.
9/11 Synthetic Terror by Webster Griffin Tarpley.
Sure.
All right. I'll tell you what. Hang on the line. If you would, transfer that call over to Julie, and we'll get your name and your address, and we'll send it out toot sweet. Thank you, Patrick.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Matt in Minnesota. Which question? Yeah, you only have 2 through 6 left.
Hello?
Yeah, Matt, go ahead.
Oh, something all of a sudden happened. I'll take 2.
Okay.
And
it's time for a new beginning, for an end to government of the few, by the few, and for the few, and to replace it with shared responsibility for shared prosperity. Was that Lenin, Mussolini, Idi Amin, or none of the above?
D.
Which one is it?
D, the and none of the above.
Okay. Who
that
said
was,
it?
That was also Hillary Beelzebub Clinton.
Hang on the line. We'll transfer you to Julie. We'll get your name and your address. Thank you very much for playing the game. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it very much. These guys are smart. Now, we got some throw-off questions here, so be careful. All right. Let's go to was that Matt in Minnesota? Okay, who do we have up next? Let's go to Jim in Texas. 5. Mike in Minnesota. Hello, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Which one are you answering?
Oh, may as well go with 3.
Okay. We can't just let business as usual go on, and that means something has to be taken away from some people. Nikita Khrushchev, Joseph Goebbels, or Boris Yeltsin, or none of the above?
I'd say D, none of the above.
And who made that statement?
Well, I think it would be Hillary Clinton.
I think you are absolutely right, Mike. Do me a favor. Thanks for calling in. Hang on the line. We'll get your address. We'll ship you out a copy. Which one do you want? Late, great USA, 9/11 Synthetic Terror, or Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings?
9/11.
Okay. You got it.
All right.
Tell the gal your choice when you get online with her, and she takes your address. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Who do we have up next? No one? No one? Really? Okay. Wait a minute. Nope. Phone still plugged in? I know you had a bank of calls and all the phones were going nuts. Two of them hung up? All right. Maybe it was their... We'll have to do this again sometime. That was fun. Frosty.
Yes, sir.
You wrote an article. You sent it over to us before it was posted on Rents. And this was our governor here of Colorado. And he was governor for from 1975 to 1987, Richard D. Lamb.
Yes.
And he's the co-director of the Institute for Public Policy. And you attended the fair, and that's Federation for American Immigration Reform, last month.
Correct.
And you were there in attendance when Mr. Lamb was giving his talk. I went over this in the previous program today. And people were just wowed by this, that somehow some guy comes out, former governor, and ironically he's saying the same things as Ron Paul is saying, and he's running for president.
Well, these kinds of truths that are coursing through the American public right now and, of course, across this nation. Lamb, also back in 2003, I also reported on a speech that he made. It was called How to Destroy America. I don't know if you've had that posted up, but that thing has gone around the world. It's been transferred into two or three different languages, French, German, and I believe Swedish. And it was the 8 points on how America is being destroyed. If you don't have it, I'll send you an original copy of it. I know Governor Lamb, and I've known him, well, personally for the last 10, 15 years now, and I certainly knew him back in the 70s when he ran for governor of Colorado. The man is a visionary, and the man is, he's written Megatrends 2000, showing the breakup of this country through the ethnic violence and certainly the border crossings that have continued into the millions. And he's written quite a few books, and this particular speech that he gave really sobered. In fact, this speech has already has reached South Africa, and I get a lot of letters from around the world because the Internet is so pervasive, it just gets everywhere. And when you have somebody like me who just writes about what's happening to the regular citizen of the world, and certainly of the United States, people read it and they pass it to their grandma, grandpa, and so forth. And this one, Lamb really hit the nail on the head, if you will, by showing what we face as a nation as we have placed ourselves in an extraordinary debt. And in fact, I'm going to go back up and catch that letter from South Africa by somebody named Emile K.O.K., Johannesburg. I read one of your articles recently, and there's no doubt that the money lenders pull the strings, but there is a point when the facade cannot be sustained any longer. That will come when the U.S. defaults. And he just starts giving all this information. Your Constitution says that only the Senate has the power to make money, yet the wool has been pulled over your public's eyes since 1913. Court cases such as the Brown River case have ruled the Federal Reserve illegal and the U.S. dollar tender as illegal. All that happens is ruling. All that need happen is that the ruling be enforced. And anyway, he just talks about the fact that we're going to default on this. And without a doubt, when you look at Lamb's speech and you look at the facts and figures, and this man is brilliant, we're in a lot of trouble. And as I said, I led it off with a quick one saying, hey, if you only make $50,000 a year and you rack up $500,000 a year in credit card debt, how long before you fall into financial bankruptcy? And the mm-hmm. fact is, you're going to hit bankruptcy and have everything taken away from you. And so what happens when a nation does the same thing, John? We're of course, in a great deal of trouble.
Well, and, of course, the fix is in, thanks to Mr. Graham and Mr. Hatch. They got this, and Bush was just gleeful about it. I saw the clip when he signed it. And now in bankruptcy, you can't even deep six your credit card debt. You can't even do that anymore. So you can file bankruptcy, personal bankruptcy. You can bankrupt your business, your corporation, your whatever, but you can't bankrupt the credit cards. And that to me is absolutely amazing, because one of the problems that we have here in this country is, Frosty, people have been conditioned into this plastic. Have you caught the latest Visa commercial?
Oh.
Yeah, where they're going into the fast food restaurants and whatever, and everything is just humming away, and it's all synchronicity, and everything is just jiving and flowing, and everybody's having fun until the guy walks up to the cash register and has the audacity to hand him a bill. And then the whole thing falls apart. You know, I look at this, the very creatures as people have put it, the creatures from Jekyll Island, they have had a stranglehold on this economy since 1913, and of course the income tax, well, that had to be passed. And Frosty, if you walk into any bank USA and you go in there to make a loan for a house or a car, well, they're gonna check you out. First thing they're gonna ask you, do you have an account with our bank? And second of which, how's your credit? We're gonna do a credit check on you. And anymore, you walk into a bank to borrow money, you've got to demonstrate that you have money that you don't need to borrow in order to borrow it. We'll take this break. We'll come back. My guest today, Frosty Woolridge, which he is on this network, folks, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I do believe that is, what, 8 o'clock Central Time?
Central Time, 6 o'clock Mountain Time.
6 o'clock Mountain. All right. We'll take the break. Be right back with Frosty right after this.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
We're back. Folks, you need to know this. Two things. Ed and Lane Brown, the contact information is on the front page. Avail yourself. Let these people know that they're not forgotten. And we're going to figure a way to get them out of prison legally. They're in minimum security prisons right now. I made the joke years ago. You know, prisons are made to keep people in, not keep people out. But at any rate, contact information is up there for Ed and Elaine, and also for sending them packages. I would suggest, though, for visits that you call the facilities mentioned before you try to show up and see Ed and Elaine. The second thing I wanted to bring up is that people worldwide can read our site, all the information on it. We have Babelfish that translates any information that's on this page. French, Japanese, Spanish. There's some of these flags I don't even recognize. One's Korea. I think we even have Russian up there. Ruskies? Yeah. Okay, so there you go, folks. This is global stuff. Frosty, there's another guy that recently got on a national stage And it was Ron Paul during one of the Republican debates, which, by the way, folks, I think Fox, I think that's correct, is going to be sponsoring another debate. It's really not a debate, but you get to see your prime time picks here for the 2008 Republican the Republican presidential race. And the last time Ron Paul was on, he got, I think, 4 minutes. And there was even some discussion after the debate that, well, only the top four candidates should be debating. Well, take a look at the numbers. Ron Paul has beaten all of them, so I guess Ron Paul should be one of them. But Frosty, Ron Paul got up there and said that, well, we're $60 trillion in the hole. Now, the vaunted talking heads, the moderators of these things, didn't even do a 30-second follow-up. Now, you would think that a politician that dropped that bombshell on the American public would at least deserve a 30-second follow-up.
Well, normally you would have all sorts of follow-up on that. And of course, Lam says it's about $50 trillion in this particular speech that he gave. If you want to take anywhere in between, Ron Paul is right on the money. In fact, for those of you out there listening, whether it's Ron Paul or possibly Duncan Hunter or Tom Tancredo, there aren't any other candidates for the presidency that are standing on any kind of reality check. None of them are dealing with what's happening to American citizens right now. They're all glossing over. As a matter of fact, I just went to Romney's site, and he has a Spanish-speaking website addressing all of the illegal aliens and hoping that all of the Hispanics that can't speak or read or write in English are going to vote for him. And so I left a message on his phone there. I said, you just lost any vote that I might have given you because you are simply addressing those who are not Americans in this country, and I won't tolerate it. And so you're seeing this kind of sycophant behavior by men like Romney. You certainly have it by Hillary. You certainly have it. As a matter of fact, when I talked to Governor Lam several times during this conference of 2 days, he said, you know, if the Democrats take over the presidency, and the House and the Senate are taken over as they are now, this country will cease to exist as we know it. It will be overrun by massive and unending immigration. There will be a legalization, a Dream Act, anchor babies, chain migration will multiply. And everything that everyone holds dear and true and has fought for and all the wars that we've fought for is going to vanish into this North American Union. It's going to vanish into a loss of our borders. It's going to vanish into multiple languages and ethnic strife like no one understands at this point in time. But it's coming as surely as the dawn, and that's the Governor Lam, and he's a Democrat, and so you can appreciate when somebody like that says what he says.
Yeah,
we're really truly a nation in trouble.
Well, and it didn't used to mean that because you were a Democrat that was a bad thing.
No, of course not.
And the problem is that the Democrats have sold out to the Orwellian and Marxist ideas.
Right.
The Republican Party has sold out to the neocons. And I'm looking now from a strict constitutional sense, or at least what somebody might consider to be conservative Republican. I mean, I'm looking at Mitt Romney. I'm looking at Giuliani. I mean, these people want to take that very Constitution and the Bill of Rights and shred that as well. And I got news here for you, folks. The midterm elections, remember how most of the Democrats got elected? By promising, no, we're going to get out of Iraq immediately. Well, guess what Hillary wants to do? She wants to continue it. Now, here is the Ringknocker Society, folks, the creme de la creme of the Council on Foreign Relations people, Bilderberg, World Firsters, New World Orderites, Global Elite, call them what you will. They're all the same people. The only person, and I appreciate what Tom Tancredo has done, especially on the immigration issue. But the guy scares me because I've seen the way he's voted a lot. And I'll be honest with you, Frosty. in my estimation, and the one that's making the appeal to the left side of the aisle because of his stance on Iraq is none other than Ron Paul. When we get back, we'll discuss a little bit more about about this courageous Democrat that used to be governor of Colorado.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
On Monday, I put out the call to the listening audience out there that we need some qualified help here at the network. We're looking for board operators. We're also looking for salespeople. It doesn't necessarily have to be inside sales. You can do it from home or part-time, however you would like to do that. We're getting ready, folks. God willing, and the wind's blowing right here in Texas, we're getting ready to put up another satellite to expand the network, which means we've got to hire more board operators, we've got to buy some more equipment, and, well, so the story goes in Radioland. But I did get a response from Brent, thank you, from Down Under. He said, I'm a journalist from Australia with radio experience, currently in newspapers, can I help? Absolutely. First thing I got to do is find out what time it is in Australia. He left his phone number. Anybody got an idea? I don't either. I have to look it up. But at any rate, thanks, Brent. We'll be giving you a call. And Frosty, I am amazed here that this information is coming forth. Now, I wanted to ask you a question because you've been around a little bit. You've bicycled across this country, haven't you?
About six times now.
About six times. I think you might have Lance Armstrong beat with training miles and actual miles on two wheels.
Probably do because I'm older than him by 20 years, 30 years.
I mean, you've done a lot of different things. You've been an over-the-road driver. You've done a lot of things. You've met a lot of people. And current situation here in America, as far as the patriots in this country, and I'm not talking about George Bush brand of patriotism. That's where if you criticize anything that this man's doing, well, you're not patriotic and you're helping Al-Qaeda. But, Frosty, with your experience, what do you think the number one issue is that the patriots should be hammering on at this time?
Well, from anyone who listens to my radio show or certainly reads all of the columns that I write, I appreciate from my world travels that the number one crisis facing America, and it will be proven in the history books 30, 40 years from now, or even 10 years from now, and that is unrelenting, unending, massive legal and illegal immigration. From that single crisis flows every contradiction, every consequence, and every dilemma facing this nation today. Primarily, and I wrote about it, and it was even published in Human Events and also at the patriotpost.us, right along with some of the biggest journalists in the country, Buchanan, Coulter, Cal Thomas, you name it. And that is, we're losing, via this immigration invasion, we're losing the ability to fund ourselves. We're losing the ability to maintain our culture. And if we lose our culture, we lose the foundation of our existence. If we lose our language, we lose the ability to communicate with ourselves and with literally somebody from Texas and all the way to Maine or all the way to Washington State. If we lose our culture, we will lose the most successful culture for freedom, First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights, Third Amendment rights, right down the line, that's ever been bequeathed on any lucky citizens of the world. It's been successful for 231 years, and unfortunately, we the citizens, and Thomas Jefferson said this back in 1776, and I just visited his grave along with George Washington just 2 weeks ago. Dissent is the highest form of patriotism. 1776, Thomas Jefferson. It is an obligation for you as an American citizen to dissent against something that is false, something that does not hold true, something that goes against the U.S. Constitution. That's why I battle George Bush, because the man is and works against the U.S. Constitution. He is in violation of his oath of office. And because he's been operating this way for 7 years now, we have the greatest onslaught of our integrity, of our culture, of our language, of our school systems, of our medical and health care, and certainly of our prison systems that has ever been experienced in the history of the United States of America. And so for me, that is the greatest crisis, and it then flows into the next greatest crisis we face, and that is adding another 100 million people to the United States in the next 30 years, because those 100 million won't be us. There'll be 70 million strong immigrants from third world countries. And John, I don't think anyone understands that you cannot immigrate 70 million people from Somalia or from Ecuador or from Bolivia or from Congo or from South Africa or from Rhodesia or Darfur, or China, or India, and think that all of a sudden they're going to become the paragon of American virtue. They're going to be contributing positive American citizens. They cannot and they will not. And we will see a very fast degradation of the American way of life. We will see a very fast descent of America from a first world country into a country that looks very much like the ones that those immigrants fled. And that's what I see coming. I've already seen it myself personally in my world travels. And that's what we face as a nation, as a government, as a people, and as a culture. And that pretty much, in a nutshell, is what I see coming.
Well, I've said that there are three topics, and I'm not deriding the people that are in the 9/11 Truth Movement.
Mm-hmm.
They've done an excellent job of disseminating the information. I mean, loose change. I mean, how many views and hits did that get once it hit the web worldwide?
Sure.
But I liken that because we're not going to have another committee hearing in Washington, D.C. over the discrepancies in the governmental position here about 9/11. They used that as a springboard to literally shred what was left of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
True.
But that was an enabler. That's like handing a drunk a fifth of four roses and saying, here, you know, knock yourself out.
Yeah, right on.
You know, so, but I will say this, and in all due respect and deference to those people that have been on board the 9/11 issue, you guys did a great job. But what I see, the three top things facing us right now, and I'm going to put yours, Frosty, under the subheading of North American Union.
Yes.
Because of the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement between Canada, Mexico, and the United States. In that is the free flow of labor. Everybody keeps asking, well, why doesn't George Bush do something about that border? Because he doesn't want to. Because he is part of the global matrix. Because he wants these illegals in this country.
Correct.
Now, remember, Frosty, several years ago, they were debating this on all the television shows, and people would give up, stand up and give a testimony about these wonderful Mexican workers and how hard they work, and, you know, that, geez, I just can't survive and I can't be competitive unless I get somebody in there to work their buns off, and I get to pay them the least amount as possible. And we saw a myriad of testimonials as to why these people would make good citizens. You know, you're right. I mean, he can mow a lawn, he can put on a roof, he can do rough carpentry. Basically, the housing industry before this bubble burst, most of it was manned and displaced, by the way, by Mexican workers. I mean, you had to be bilingual to be a contractor or a foreman on these jobs because these guys did not speak English. And we were told that, well, they're just here for nanny jobs and to mow lawns and to do the grunt service work that us Americans don't want to do. Well, at Frosty, I spoke to a lot of drywall guys and roofers and plumbers and electricians and rough-end carpenters and real tradesmen out there that used to build buildings here in this country but don't anymore. And I watched this go on, and part of that Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement is that free flow of labor. And they can cross into Canada, they can come through the United States, they can, you know, Mexico, Guatemala, it doesn't matter. It's going to be a free-for-all. So I'm going to put your immigration thing right under the heading of the North American Union. I see this as the greatest threat facing this country right now.
Well, it's part of it. Please realize that I'm not just singularly, this is a part of it. And the one thing that really is more than upsetting to me is they said the same thing about slavery back in 1860. Well, we just can't live without it. They said the same thing about child labor, that the country will go down if we don't have child labor. You see, when you have that kind of thinking and you apply it to a first world country, it is the recipe for adding another 50 or 100 million people from third world countries to drive all labor and all wages down to those third world levels. And ladies and gentlemen, Mexico's average daily 8-hour day is paid $3.85.
Gee, how many GM,
for the day?
Yeah, how many GM cars are they going to be buying with that wage scale?
Right. Well, then go to China. I mean, I've traveled all over China, from Hong Kong to Beijing, Shanghai, Kunming, you name it, I've been there. They have 1.3 billion people. The average wage over in China right now, 22 to 33 cents an hour. Do you think that we have a chance against that kind of onslaught? Everyone that goes to Walmart right now, when they buy something from Walmart, they're buying 90% of Walmart's products are from China. We're cutting our own throats.
That's
You're cutting
right.
your own throats with the middle class when you shop at Walmart. This is the new globalism that's going to degrade the middle class of America. And just like those quotes you just gave from Hillary Clinton, We got to get everybody equal here. We got to get the disadvantaged more equal. We got to give everybody a chance. The problem with the third world is it will never allow us a chance to rise back up to any kind of middle class level, because it will continually multiply and degrade labor and wages down to that unbelievable third world consequence. And for those of you who think it's going to ever stop, Mexico is going to add 200 million people in this century. And they're all coming north with this North American Union, and they're going to take up residence here in the United States. They're going to displace you and me out of our school systems, out of our communities, out of our language, out of our culture, and they are going to push all of us out of our country. And the question is, where do we get to go? And the answer, of course, there is no other place to go.
That's right. That's exactly.
You know, and so you're right on the money there. And again, if anybody's read a lot of my columns, and of course now they're right here at Republic Broadcasting, I open up a can of worms every time I write, because all I do is give you the facts as the dragnet. Give me the facts, ma'am. Nothing but the facts.
That's it. Well, I look at this, and I don't know which to put ahead of which. North American Union.
It's a horse race.
Or the funny money system and the income tax in this country. Now, the third one of which is basically Georgie Porgy and the boys, the neocons, are
right.
Trying to get us into World War III in the Middle East.
He's working hard at it.
Oh, man, he's working overtime. I mean, we've sent our own insurgents in to destabilize Ahmadinejad's government. And I'll be honest with you, Frosty, from what I've said, what I've read about this guy, what I've said about Ahmadinejad on this program before, if I had my choice, you know, if the devil in his red velvet shoes were to show up right now and say, hey, would you want Ahmadinejad as your president or George Bush? I'd take Ahmadinejad. I'd take him in a New York second. I mean, that's one heck of a thing to say, because, you know, here's a guy from an Islamic country. You know, their faith is different than ours, but they're rebelling against the idea of us being in the Middle East, killing off, and numbers have it, Frosty, I don't know if your numbers jive with this one, but so far, between Afghanis and Iraqis, well over a million people dead.
That's correct. That's exactly correct.
And here we are to deliver democracy, not even a Republican form of government, folks. And don't be confused between Republican and Democrat because
right.
It is a Republican form of government, limited government, guided by law, and that is its constitution. So we have the distrust of everybody on this planet. Folks, we didn't kill them. This is absolutely outrageous, and they are going to keep on with this. Now, if you think Democrats are going to help you out there, as I said, the midterm election, everybody got voted on. Yeah, we're going to get out of Iraq. We're going to pull out of Iraq immediately. Well, you've already seen Hillary Clinton and her support. You've already seen the Republicans and their support for this phony war on terror that George Bush has already decreed. It's going to take 100 years to rout all these terrorists out. Folks, what this is designed to do is go after the people that are rebelling against the globalist agenda and every other little subtitle thing that they want to squeeze in there. They are turning this country into a police state. And if you have any doubt about that, well, then you've had your head stuck in a hole someplace, and you'd better pull it out. Now, that's my top three list. Now, a long time ago, a friend of mine, a doctor, said to me, he said, John, he says, take a look at the money. Take a look at what they have done with this private enterprise that has literally taken this country by a death hold. And that is not an exaggeration. Folks, do you understand that it takes $400 million? And I think I have this correct. I'll go back over and see if I'm in error, but I think it's $400 million a day.
$426, actually.
$426 million a day just to pay the juice to Guido, the international banksters and their member banks inside operating inside this country. $426, I stand corrected, million dollars a day just to pay the daily interest on the debt that we owe right now.
Correct.
And I see people like Hillary Clinton going, well, we need national health care. Okay, bonehead, how are you going to pay for it? You're going to have doctors volunteer their time for free? and you helped get us in this position, and you've screwed the health care in this country to no end. We've got the middleman, the insurance companies. We've got the pharma cartels up there leaning on the government. They have priced everybody out of direct care. And remember, this is how we used to pay our bills, folks. Direct care. Remember what that is? That's when you go to a health facility or a hospital and you don't whip out your MasterCard or your Blue Shaft Blue Shield card. And you go down, once you get your bill, you get down to accounts receivable and payable and you work out a deal. Okay, I can afford to pay you so many dollars a month. You got the insurance companies that skim 70 to 75% of the money that they're receiving. That's for their profit and their overhead. 25% of that money actually goes to take care of people. But yet we've got communists like Hillary Clinton popping on board. And it's the old Hegelian dialectic, Frosty. You know, we'll create the problem. We'll exacerbate the problem. Then we'll show you and tell you and whine about it, how bad it really is. And then, well, here's our solution. It's not perfect, but in light of the situation, here's what we've got to do.
You know, that's correct. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm a former, I was a United States Army Medical Service Corps officer and a battalion surgeon assistant. But when I got out of the Army, I was a cardiac catheterization technician for 2 years. I saw how the doctors and the operations and all the waste and all, oh my gosh. And we're now piling all of these illegal aliens by the millions into these hospitals up here. Oh, it's
Frosty,
it's,
hang on. We got a break. We'll be right back. Stay there.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
we're back, folks. Let's take a call from New York. Dave in New York. Hello, Dave.
Yes, hello, Frosty. I'm an anti-illegal immigration activist. You and I spoke on the air a while back. What I want to tell you about, and you probably know already about this, is that those of us in the anti-illegal immigration movements, there's speculation that we have been categorized as anti-globalists, okay? And that we have been targeted for COINTELPRO type activities. Now, it's not really counterintelligence. COINTELPRO was organized harassment. If you look at during the Senate amnesty debates, we won. We won. But if I'm in touch with groups throughout the country, and there's been a lot of strange things happening, internal turbulence, fragmentation of the movements, we remain cohesive enough as a bunch of individuals focused in the same direction to do it. But there certainly is possibly some evidence that there has been targeting of the movement to break us up from the inside, because they tried to beat us down in the street at our protest by having these goons attack us and rip signs out of our hands, and that just galvanized more people towards our side. So that didn't work. When you see somebody getting a sign ripped out of his hand, that just galvanized more people to our side. But there is, like I say, there is suggestions, and if you look at groups throughout the country, COINTELPRO is just organized harassment. You know, grade school nonsense, trying to get the groups to break up and start fighting from within. So I want you to comment on it, and would you also consider putting a pen to this and saying, hey, anybody in the anti-illegal immigration movement, if strange things starts happening, or if you're seeing a lot of infighting, or if you're seeing a person who's been pretty good in the movement for a while all of a sudden start to act strange, this is something we need to be cognizant of.
Well, thank you, Dave. And, yeah, I can certainly look into that, but I do know that the June amnesty defeat was part and parcel from all the great immigration groups, whether it's Barbara Coe in California or Alley Pack or Fire Coalition, certainly NumbersUSA.com with well over a half a million members now, created the major shift. And there's always going to be infighting somewhere, here, there, and everywhere, but I think at this point we're still a very cohesive group that's spread out across the country with a great deal of passion.
Right, but the groups were not enough. We mobilized the entire middle class across party lines, across ideology lines. We mobilized the entire middle class, and most of the people were just people who just said, I'm not a member of any group, I don't do any of this stuff, I just oppose amnesty. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and you heard Senator Graham saying he's going to try to silence us. You heard Senator Kennedy saying he's going to try to shut us down. So what I said is not that off the wall, because we had certain senators come out and make their declaration that they're going to try to shut us up during this debate.
Yeah, well, yeah, Trent Lott said the same thing about the radio host, because I was there in Washington, D.C. in March when we had Hold Their Feet to the Fire, which was a major impact as far as communication and getting mobilized Americans. So you're right, and it's possible that some of this could be going on. And I will put my pen to it. If I give it enough, I'll get enough research, I'll get on that for you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
And John?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to tell you, like you're talking about Democrats and Republicans, my opinion on that is we are on our own, sir. And the sooner we realize we're on our own and we're going to have to do the things, then you will see better progress made. But I think no matter who it is, I'm gearing up for 08. A lot of people say 2007 is the year that people realize that we're on their own, and they're using this year as a reference point to this is when the change started to make happen, because we realize we're on our own.
That's what Karen Kwiatkowski wrote the other day, and I read that. Is she said, hey, Americans gone is gone. America is gone. Democracy now is alive and well. Act like the country is gone and start thinking independently and acting.
Right.
And the emphasis on acting. Hey, thanks for your call, Dave. Appreciate it very much. Frosty, can you hang a few more minutes with me?
I can do a couple more here. I gotta leave here in about 10.
So okay. All right, great. We'll take top of the hour break here. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up in just about 90 seconds. And we have Frosty with us. And don't forget that his program is on this network. He only wants to do Tuesdays and Thursdays. And that's here right on RBN. And I do believe that's 8 o'clock Central Time. Tune in. We'll be right back.